Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wine Bible, 3rd edition by Karen McNeil, is a wide-ranging, single-volume guide to understanding, buying, tasting, and enjoying wine. Best known as an approachable reference rather than a technical textbook, it blends foundational instruction with a tour of the major wine-producing countries and regions. The book opens with a practical learning section often described as a way to master the basics, then moves into an expansive country-by-country exploration that explains how place, tradition, and grapes shape what ends up in the glass. McNeil writes for readers who may be new to wine, but also for serious enthusiasts and working professionals who want a reliable, readable desk companion. The 3rd edition is fully revised and updated, and it adds full-color photography, reinforcing its role as both a learning tool and a browsing-friendly reference. Its central purpose is confidence, giving readers enough context and vocabulary to choose wines wisely, talk about them clearly, and pair them successfully with food. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mastering the fundamentals of tasting and wine structure. A key contribution of the Wine Bible is the way it builds readers from first principles without talking down to them. The early instructional material focuses on what wine is, how it is made, and how to taste it in a way that yields useful information. Instead of treating tasting as mystique, the book frames it as a learnable skill grounded in observation appearance, aromas, flavors, and texture. This foundation supports later chapters because concepts like acidity, tannin, body, sweetness, and alcohol are the threads that connect every region and grape. With those tools, a reader can interpret why a wine feels refreshing or heavy, why some reds grip the palate, and why certain bottles seem better suited to the dinner table. The emphasis is practical readers learn how to describe wine in clear language, how to recognize broad styles, and how to calibrate personal preferences. For beginners, this reduces intimidation. For experienced drinkers, it provides a consistent framework for comparing wines across countries and traditions, turning tasting into a repeatable way to learn rather than a one-off impression. Secondly, a country-by-country map of the wine world. The core body of the book is organized as a journey through global wine, moving country by country and highlighting major regions and what they are known for. This structure helps readers learn wine as geography and culture, not just as brands or isolated grape facts. By putting regions in context, the book explains why classic places became influential, how local history shaped styles, and how regional identity shows up in the glass. Readers can use this approach to build mental maps which areas specialize in sparkling wine, where distinctive whites dominate, and what distinguishes one famous region from another, even when the same grapes appear in multiple places. The book also acknowledges that wine is dynamic, with evolving techniques and changing consumer tastes, so it functions as an updated reference rather than a museum piece. Because the regions are explained in an engaging narrative style, the material remains usable even when consulted in short bursts, such as before a restaurant order or while shopping. The result is a guide that helps readers connect labels to places and understand why origin matters when predicting style, quality cues, and value. Thirdly, how grape varieties and place interact to create style. Another important topic is the relationship between grape variety and where it is grown. Arhastity and Bayanim, the Wine Bible treats grapes as essential but not sufficient. The same variety can produce very different wines depending on climate, soils, local choices, and tradition. This perspective steers readers away from simplistic rules such as always buying a grape name and toward a more accurate understanding of regional expression. In practical terms, it teaches a reader how to anticipate what a wine might taste like when they see a familiar grape from an unfamiliar region. The book also helps readers see why many classic labels emphasize place over variety, and why those place names carry meaning for style and structure. By combining grape knowledge with regional context, the guide supports smarter exploration. A reader can branch out from a preferred style into neighboring regions or comparable climates, building a personal path through wine that is more reliable than trial and error alone. For professionals, this lens matches how wine is often discussed in restaurants and retail, where the most useful recommendations connect customer preferences to a region and a general style profile, rather than to a single famous bottle. Fourthly, food and wine pairing as a set of usable principles. McNeil is widely recognized for making wine practical, and food pairing is central to that practicality. Rather than presenting pairing as rigid formulas, the Wine Bible emphasizes general principles that hold across cuisines, matching intensity, balancing acidity and richness, and understanding how sweetness, salt, and spice change the way wine tastes. Readers learn why high-acid wines often work at the table, why tannic reds can clash with certain foods, and why sparkling wine can be remarkably versatile. The book also reinforces that pairing is about pleasure, not perfection, and that personal preference matters. This stance lowers the barrier for beginners who fear ordering incorrectly, while still offering enough structure to help them improve quickly. The country-by-country format supports pairing as well, because local food traditions often evolved alongside local wines. By pointing readers toward those natural partnerships and by offering guidance on style, the book equips them to build reliable pairings even when they are improvising with what is available. The practical payoff is immediate better meals, better buying decisions, and more confidence when hosting, ordering in restaurants, or selecting bottles for gifts. Lastly, a reference built for real-world buying and learning. Beyond education, the Wine Bible functions as a working reference designed to be consulted often. Its appeal comes from combining breadth with readability. It aims to cover the wine world in one volume, while keeping the tone lively and accessible. That matters because most people learn wine in fragments. A glass here, and a label there, and a reliable book can unify those fragments into a coherent understanding. The third edition is fully revised and updated, and its addition of full-color photography helps make regions and concepts more vivid and easier to navigate. The book is also valued for its sense of authority. McNeil has been noted by reviewers for relying on primary, authoritative sources for factual details, rather than simply repeating secondhand summaries. While any single volume cannot be exhaustive in a field that changes constantly, this approach supports trust and makes the book useful for both casual readers and industry professionals. As a buying companion, it helps readers translate curiosity into action, what to try next, how to interpret regional cues, and how to become broadly wine savvy without needing a formal course. In conclusion, The Wine Bible, 3rd edition is best suited to readers who want a single, dependable book they can live with for years, beginners who feel overwhelmed by labels, enthusiasts who want to connect their tasting experiences to a larger map of wine, and professionals who need a readable refresher that covers the major regions of the world. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it builds the skills that matter most in everyday life: tasting with purpose, shopping with clearer expectations, and pairing wine with food more successfully. Intellectually, it teaches wine as an intersection of place, culture, and tradition, helping readers understand why the world talks about certain regions the way it does and how those reputations connect to real differences in style. What makes the book stand out in its category is the blend of scope, voice, and usability. Many wine references lean either technical and dense or breezy and shallow. McNeil aims for a middle path, broad coverage presented with wit and clarity, supported by a structure that invites both deep reading and quick consultation. The fully revised, updated 3rd edition and its full color presentation reinforce its role as a modern, accessible cornerstone for wine education. If you would like to support Karen McNeil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.